Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio.
My word, what a surprise you must have, dear listener, seeing this rock and roll football podcast.
Yeah,
drop.
We're back. We've been away for. We had quite a long Christmas break this podcast, didn't we? Yeah. And now we're back for the new year.
Yes.
Fordy will be back soon. For
yes.
those asking, he'll be here soon. What? Well, we don't know a timeline yet, but he'll be back soon.
He will be back soon. In the meantime, it's a pleasure to keep the seat warm.
It's a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to come in and see you, Matthew.
Yeah.
You're about to hear a podcast that takes in the drama of the third round weekend and biscuits.
Yeah, yes. that sums it all up.
Yeah.
Football and biscuits, that's what happened. That's the podcast in a nutshell today, so enjoy it.
On average, producer Liam, how long is a rock and roll football podcast?
It can be like 40 minutes sometimes, depends how.
I'll tell you what, let's give it around 35. In around 35 minutes, dear listener, you will be looking down wondering why it even came back, this podcast.
Brace yourselves, it's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's the man himself, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, it's FA Cup third round day on a crisp and chilly January afternoon, and as a great man once mused, will there be magic or romance this very day? That man was renowned raconteur Richard Firth on a pre-show WhatsApp chat yesterday. A valid question for all involved. Does it still have the magic and romance and potential for giant killings? I'm struggling to get interested, to be honest, at this stage of the tournament in any game that doesn't lead to points for assists, clean sheets and goals. But a trip to Wembley is always a nice end to a season, isn't it? Even if it does require an unwanted Tuesday night replay in January. Minnows like non-league Maidstone United winning against Stevenage as we speak, and there's the huge North East derby right now. So lovely of Sunderland's owners to roll out the red carpet for their local neighbours, Newcastle, redecorating a bar at the Stadium of Light in their honour. What a nice welcome, a lovely gesture to make it a home from home for them. After once having caught coins thrown at my head in the away end at Pride Park, I think this is a welcome new change in attitude. Let's all just grow up and treat your guests like they're on a little holiday, staying at a nice cosy B&B with a few comforting reminders of home to keep their spirits up. This is the magic of the cup. So there's not many real mouth-watering 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon.
Selling it.
We do get to witness the start of life post Rooney for Birmingham City, though, away at Hull after one of the worst celebrity-driven managerial appointments in history. Wayne has gone back to law school, sacked after just 15 games, where he took them from 6th to 20th in the table. Could have another Disney Plus documentary on the cards for him. Even they would struggle to paint this in a positive light, though. But worry not, long-suffering Blues fans like producer Liam over there, because the favourite to take over is Tony Mowbray, an inspirational leader. The northern journeyman of the lower leagues will surely inspire Birmingham City to greatness, the dour northerner. So we also take a walk on the Wilder side as Chris Wilder's Sheffield United of the Premier League to try and do a job on Gillingham of League Two. So it's new year, new you, same old rock and roll football, goals and music from now until five, and it's live!
It's a work of art. It's Matt Dyson, everybody. Rock and roll football on FA Cup third round weekend, which is a fixture for all football fans, which means sadly getting dwarfed today is National Shortbread Day. Everybody...
We always mark it, don't we, Richie?
We do, yes.
National Shortbread Day.
So what we thought we'd do this afternoon, whilst we await for the 3 o'clock kickoffs to get underway a little bit further into the show, is to build a footballing biscuit 11. Lovely. I think we have to do that.
Yes.
With the midfield dynamo that is Thomas Partey Ring.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's very nice. Up front, we've got to have Marco Garibaldi Adini.
Yes.
That works.
Very good. Sure. Central defence. Fulham fans will, of course, want to see Tim Custard Cream.
Oh, Figo rolls, anyone?
Figo rolls, yes.
It looks better written down, though.
Bit of European flair in there, I would say.
Third for Newcastle, the second of the afternoon for Alexander Isak, or as we're talking about biscuits, Alexander Nisak. Maybe nice biscuits, Nice biscuits. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go with that, otherwise it's Alexander Isak, so...
Yes, yeah, exactly, yeah. So they're 3-0 up anyway in the North East Derby. It's pretty much all over. Three defensive howlers for Sunderland. Do you want the other results as well while we're here?
Let's do it.
Ipswich won 3-1 at Wimbledon there through Coventry, beating Oxford United 6-2 in a game that's a real ring of an 80s cup tie about it. And Millwall lost 3-2 at home to Leicester. Maidstone, of course, as we mentioned, beating Stevenage 1-0.
FA Cup third round weekend. We'll keep you up to date with all the matches at 3 o'clock, which Matt is very excited about, if you heard his opening prologue to the show. It is National Shortbread Day. We're not letting that get diminished amongst the drama of third round FA Cup weekend. We are compiling rock and roll football. Footballing biscuit 11. A couple that I'd like to add
what
in.
Have you got?
A possible manager. He was up at Huddersfield, I believe, and at Norwich, maybe. David Wagnerville.
Wagnerville. Yeah, okay. Good.
We're having that?
Yeah.
What about Andre Pop-Tart Charvin?
Ooh, I mean, is that a cake or a breakfast item, a Pop-Tart?
Well, I'd say it's...
Is it a biscuit?
It's a biscuit. It's probably the only biscuit in history you'd put in a toaster.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, then we get on to Alex and Leon C, who suggested Jaffa Benitez. Now, that is a cake.
Now, I think VAT is what governs that being a biscuit, I believe.
But if it's in the biscuit aisle, surely we can include it. Pop-Tarts is in the cereal aisle,
I'm fairly certain. We're getting mired in selection. Issues here at the moment.
Yeah, we are. Okay, here's a great one from Dave on Twitter. Hobnobby Solano.
Very good.
Now, that is a solid one. And the Surrey Ultra's gone for Craig Shortbread.
Very good.
Craig Short, legend of the game.
It has to be in the side on National Shortbread Day.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well done to Dale Harris on Twitter for Peter Bourbonetti. Very good. Very good work.
It's very good because you and I couldn't come up with
a Bourbon.
He's come up with that, but Jamie wants to put forward Dimitar Bourbontov.
Well, I'm not so sure if that's as good. That's the problem. Hoggy has gone for Matt Rich Tea, which is really good. That's impressive.
Very good and topical, being the Newcastle play.
Producer Liam's gone for Mini Ched Spence, which is
very good. It's taken him a while to come up with one.
Biscuits. Yeah, because he heard about it about, what, 11:30 this morning? And it's now 2:50, but he's got one. So that's good. Someone else as well, Phil in Hartley Whitney, suggests the great Coventry City goalkeeper from the 80s, Steve Oreo Grizovic, which is very nice.
It's been a good result for Oreo Biscuits this afternoon because so many suggestions.
And then Scott has come up with one which has been staring us in the face this whole time. A simple Sergio Biscuits.
You see, this is the round of the cup that is famous for the magic of the cup, the romance of the cup. But what is the correct cliche? I did put a poll out earlier. Yeah. It's been a resounding result.
Mm. Yeah.
89% of voters saying that it should be the magic of the cup.
It's definitely magic. No one likes the term romance. I mean, it's not... You shouldn't really associate romance with football, I don't think, should you? I don't think it's a romantic thing, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you see proposals at half-time at lower league grounds, don't you?
Yeah, there is. The romance is still alive, I suppose, to a degree, yeah. An equaliser for Brighton on the stroke of half-time as Stupinian scored it. It's 1-1. Sadly, it wasn't the other defender for Brighton, Lewis Dunk, which would have worked well with our biscuit 11 that we're putting together, wouldn't it?
It's a shame, Stupinian has Stupinian to conquer.
Very nice. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, nothing to do with biscuits. It's just a little bit highbrow for a second.
More biscuit tweets are coming in, by the way. How about this from Punitive on Twitter? Blue Ribandy Townsend. The mention of the blue riband is nice. Someone else saying Viv Blue Rib Anderson might be better.
It's better.
It's better. Yeah. And Paul Kitsenkat.
I'm sorry. Look,
Paul Kitsenkatsen.
No.
Maybe that's better. But you're not having the Kitsenkat or the blue ribbon.
I'm not having it. The whole reason we are celebrating and putting together a biscuiting football 11 is because it is National Shortbread Day.
Yes.
And I do think the good people at the National Shortbread council will probably have a little bit of a problem with saying the blue riband.
It has to come in a tin, is
and
that
your
what you're
kits and
about?
Cat. It's got to be something that's in it. It's got chocolate covered all over it.
So you can't have chocolate covered biscuits because they are biscuits. So you're saying no to like Trio Walcott. Trio Walcott's gone.
Trio Walcott is brilliant, but I don't think it's in our biscuiting 11. No,
fair enough.
If it's something that would be found in a kid's lunchbox, it doesn't go in this.
Okay, it's got to be in a tin. Strictly tinned biscuits only.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
FA Cup third round weekend and the goals keep on coming.
Yes,
we have a hat trick.
Second half's just getting underway and the Blackburn Rovers 3-2 up against Cambridge United now. A hat trick.
That's my screen just resigning.
The monitor over there got very excited about a Sammy Smodic's hat trick.
He couldn't believe it. The scenes at Ewood Park. The monitor can't take it.
Cambridge United took the lead twice, but it's 3-2 at the moment as the second half just get underway.
Oh, this will go down as a third round memory for me. I've got to be honest, as an Arsenal fan, as a Forest fan, Matt, all right, do you have any nasty third round skeletons that you're just traumatised by?
Particularly bad third round, Matt. I mean, we've gone out in the third round, but no famous giant killings, not like, not that I can recall, not like Arsenal. I've had a few.
The Wrexham one.
That's it, the free kick by that guy with the long hair. Did he have long hair?
Mickey Thomas was the guy.
Oh, that's it, Mickey Thomas free kick.
Early 90s, I'm in my teens.
I remember
thinking Arsenal had just won the league and Wrexham were like 92nd in the all of them.
I remember loving that, to be honest. It was during the boring Arsenal period.
It was.
It was great when you used to, Steve Bould used to have his hand up and Tony Adams, a claim of offside every time anyone went near them.
I can just remember thinking, how do I go to school on Monday? And the romance is dead.
Yes, the magic is dying in front of our very eyes for Stoke because Brighton are now in the lead. And would you believe it, on the day that we're doing a tinned biscuit 11 on Rock and Roll Football, Lewis Dunk has scored. We made this happen.
That's
by
two
talking
dunk
about
goals,
biscuit.
Isn't it?
No, he didn't score the first one. No, no, it was a Stupinian got the second.
Oh, that was it.
But then Dunk has scored. We're dunking the biscuits into the tea of life this afternoon on Rock and Roll Football.
Oh, my memory was playing. I thought for a second we were on for a dunk hat trick.
No, that would be
something.
Yeah, that would be so good.
That's not the case. Do keep your biscuits coming. It is National Shortbread Day. We're not doing it for the sake of it. It's a footballing biscuit 11.
Yeah.
I swear that this text from Ken, I reckon Ken is, he's been to Bluewater today and he's on the way home and he's bored in the car. How about these, he says. Chocolate Chippy Brady, that's Liam Brady, used to call him Chippy Brady.
Right, yeah.
Jamalted milk Lascelles.
Jamalted milk, right.
It's
okay,
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Thomas Partey rings. Sorry,
okay,
Ken, I came up with that earlier.
As he says,
in the car in Dartford.
Yes. We asked for some digestive-related ones. We were struggling.
We thought there might be a Welsh one in there somewhere.
Well, it turns out there was a Welsh international goalkeeper called Di Davis. So Digestive Davis has been sent in. Also, Stefan Digestiverson. I think he's one of the better ones. Digestiverson.
Digestiverson.
Daryl in Burley. Or Digestive McManaman.
I prefer that
one. We're scraping the biscuit barrel this afternoon.
Oh, I see what he's done. On the day of National Shortbread Day being celebrated in the UK, and they're combining.
And we're putting this biscuits 11, and we've had Baker's scoring, we've had Dunk scoring for Brighton, and now two goals from James Maker T. Sheffield United. Maker T. James Maker T. He's just scored twice. They're 4-0 up at Gillingham.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, there we go.
That's it did what it said on the tin. Football and biscuits. That's what we promised you. That's what you got.
Yes, and we will be back next week. Podcast now it's back for 2024.
Now the podcast is back. Yeah, do like and subscribe.
Yes.
Do give us a 5-star rating from wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Premier League back next week.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So that's something to look forward to. Yeah, and this podcast will return.
Next weekend, when the Premier League returns, I will tell you the most miserable story about my Fantasy Premier League draft experience.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's
I've
really
had parties
bad.
In it. Seems like you... Well, I don't want to ruin it, but you've been playing on your own for some time.
That's the story, really.
I've ruined it. No, there's more flesh on the bones of that. Look, this is a little podcast extra anyway, so don't worry, it's fine. Find out next week the full story.